day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. Today's episode will see me chat with Rebecca Welton and Jan Draper from Right Here, Right Now at the Bishop's University's Lifelong Learning Academy, BULA for short, about an upcoming flash writing workshop that's taking place in Brome Lake this weekend on March 25th. Rebecca and Jan, I just wanted to start off by thanking you both so much for joining me today and for speaking about this workshop. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure, certainly.
So, Rebecca and Jan, the Knowlton Literary Festival and the Bishop's University Lifelong Learning Academy, BULA for short, are hosting a flash writing workshop here in Knowlton over the weekend on March 25th. Now, you both oversee the Right Here, Right Now program at BULA. Can you please start off by talking about the WHWN program at BULA, what it is exactly, and how this partnership between BULA and the Knowlton Literary Festival came to be?
Right Here, Right Now began as a Townshipers project, and it received federal funding. And, of course, federal funding runs out. And in 2020, that was about to happen. So I went to Wade Lynch, who was in charge of BULA at that time, and said, would you like to sponsor us? And he agreed. So that's how we came to be working with BULA. And our format is to give workshop series from January to June and September to November. Four workshop series at this point, and each one has one workshop per month. And then at the end of the semester, at the end of November, December, we have readings to showcase people's improvement and people's talent. And they are very talented people. So our workshops are in poetry, fiction writing. I'll let Rebecca talk about the workshop she does. We have a colleague who does something called Fantasy Fugue Forum, and he does imaginative writing, sci-fi, fantasy, magical realism. Mostly I do poetry, but not this year. This year I've been doing short fiction, short memoir, short mystery, short magical realism, and short humor. Rebecca has also touched in this area, and I'll let Rebecca talk about the anthology that that he is editing. So, Rebecca, over to you.
Yes, at the moment, so we are also running a flash anthology competition, which is where we have asked for people to submit items, pieces of work, either in poetry, flash, fiction, or non-fiction. So that's sort of 300 words or less, or short fiction or non-fiction, which is 1,200 words or less. The competition closes in April the 11th, and then any submissions that are accepted, it will be published in the autumn as part of an ebook and a paperback book. The title has yet to be picked. It's all flash work. So at the moment we are very much enjoying really doing a deep dive into lots of different types of flash work.
So this is where the flash writing theme for this workshop came from, was this whole idea, this whole series that you're doing?
Yes, I think it is as well. Just this time, we were talking as facilitators right here, right now, what sort of things are we enjoying writing right now? And I think all of us were like, you know what? I really like short things at the moment. I don't want to be sat in front of the computer and do a huge, big project. I'm really liking the immediacy of short fiction and short non-fiction and memoir, just short pieces of work, because when you're writing a novel or when you're writing a big project, it can take months. It does take a long time, and you can get a bit snowed under and a bit like, oh, I can't believe I'm still going with this project. But when you're writing flash, it's so much fun because you can play with it and you can do it in like an hour. And at the end of that hour, you're like, oh, I did that.
Yeah.
I've completed that. I've done that. I've written it. I've achieved that. You know, I've achieved something today. I've done a whole complete piece of work. There are so many different places that you can apply or submit your pieces of work to and get published. There's so many different places that are looking for flash. So I think it's a huge opportunity. It's something that we're all really enjoying writing, but we're all really enjoying, you know, working with others. And often they come to our workshops and are all like, oh, I don't think I can write flash. I don't think this is going to work for me. I'll give it a go, but I don't think it's going to come to anything. And by the end of it, I mean, we are just amazed the creativity and the imagination and just the talent of people when they sit down and just try something and they have a bit of fun with it. It really is amazing.
Yeah, some people feel when they think of writing, they're like, oh gosh, I have to write a novel. I don't want to do that. But writing can be anything that they put down on paper.
A number of people who come to our workshops are of a certain age, and some of them are interested in writing memoir, but they don't want to write a book with one long narrative of their life. Instead, they often write for their grandchildren. So doing a memoir as a collection of flash pieces is way less intimidating, more fun to read, I think, because you hit the good, the good parts. So somebody picks it up, they read a couple of memories, which may be a couple of pages each. They put it down. Each piece is an entire little snow globe unto itself. People have found that really quite interesting and enjoyable.
Now, how did your partnership come to be with the Knowlton Literary Festival? Did you want to do a workshop at this end of the townships and you've heard of that organization? Or how did this come to be exactly?
I'm from Brome. I stay in touch with that part of the world. Also, many of our participants are from Knowlton. And last fall, Rebecca and I were both working in the Township's Young Voices project with Township Sun. And we thought it would be a really cool idea to have a workshop that would publicize both Right Here, Right Now and Township's Young Voices. But we contacted Jane Livingston just a little bit too late. And she said, well, we can't fit it in then, but we'd be happy to do it later. So here we are.
Nice. Now, for those interested in participating in this workshop, you've kind of already touched on it a little bit, Rebecca, about, what flash writing is all about. But what will participants have the chance to discover or learn? What will be going on that day?
Yeah, so we're going to cover lots of things. We've got 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We do have a lot of time, so we can really explore this subject. So we're going to look at what is flash, how to do it, how to have an opening, what you should include in the opening, what you should include in the middle so it's not like a soggy middle, how to do an ending that really makes the reader remember your story sort of days after they finished reading it. So we're going to cover sort of, the different structures and the different elements to writing flash, but then we're also going to look at the different types of flash and the different genres. So we're going to look at memoir flash, we're going to look at writing humour, whether that's writing a humorous piece or whether that's sprinkling a bit of humor into a different genre in your flash. And then we're also going to look at sort of suspense and mystery.
So these people that are participating in this workshop, if I'm understanding correctly, once they'll have the opportunity to write a piece of work that day, and they're able to submit that to be published if they want to. That's what I'm understanding.
There's going to be plenty of time for them to try it out, to have fun, to have a bit of a play, try and write something. There is going to be time for them to share if they want. It's not mandatory. But if they would like to share it with everybody else, they will then get feedback from us and from the other participants. We're also going to cover sort of the different publications that you could submit flash pieces of work to. And also we're obviously going to be encouraging them to submit to the Right Here, Right Now flash anthology competition as well.
Great. Now, what is the end goal with this workshop? What do you hope that people take away from it? And what sort of impact do you hope that it has on the participants that are doing it?
I think it's a number of different things. Firstly, I want them to have fun. I want them to realize that writing flash, one, is easy. It's not difficult. I want them to have fun. I want them to play with it. I want them to see the different ways that you can write flash and the different genres that you can write flash, and that there is so much you can do, and there's so much inspiration out there that you can really try different things and really have a play with it, which is unlike, again, it's when you compare it to writing a bigger piece of work, it's much more difficult to go, oh, I'm not sure this is really working. I'll just rewrite, half of it. Just rewrite. Like, I'll go back to chapter 3 and rewrite it from there. That's huge undertaking. But with flash, you can go, this doesn't quite work. I'm going to write it from a different point of view. And you've done it, again, like in an hour, you've done it. I find as well that it's really important if you do want to continue writing, writing flash is a really good way to start. And for seasoned writers, it's a really good way to hone your skills because you really have to think about every word, every sentence, every paragraph.
Yeah, because you have to be more specific with your language because it's meant to be short. So you have to be very specific.
Yes, it does. And it really does hone your writing skills. So yeah, so at the end of it, I hope that participants have had fun. I hope they have the courage, they have the confidence in themselves that they can then go and keep on writing, whether it's Flash or whether it's something else. And I very much hope that those that want to will then have the knowledge of how to do and where to submit their pieces of work in order to get the work.
Yeah, it's basically kind of like cultivating a little community of writers here in the townships.
Absolutely. Yeah. Jen, did you have something you wanted to add?
Well, one of the hallmarks of Write Here Right Now from the very beginning is that we are very focused on our contributors, on our participants. Sometimes, you know, they might have the talent to go ahead, but they don't have the confidence. However, after a couple of workshops with Rebecca or with me, they begin to gain that self-confidence and they become writers because everybody can. There's no doubt about that. And usually it's just a matter of having someone create kind of a safe space where you're free to take risks and where you know that people are willing to point out the strengths of your writing and not say, oh, this doesn't work, but rather these work. These are important parts of what you're doing. We have integrated that into Write Here Right Now since the very beginning. And I think that's really a critical part.
Definitely. Now, those who might be interested in participating, how can they go about signing up for this workshop exactly?
There are two different ways you can register. So the workshop is free. Please bring your own lunch. You can either register online at www.knowltonliteraryfestival.ca or you can call Bromley Books at 450-242-2242.
Great. And this is happening this Saturday, right? March 25th at the Community Centre in Knowlton, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
Yep, at Latbrom Community Centre.
Great. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Jan and Rebecca, about the Flash Writing Workshop. I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that I may have not touched on in my questions during the interview.
People will get to meet other writers. That's important because we encourage people to form small groups called Writing Every Day. And those are really terrific. I'm part of one. Rebecca has been or maybe is part of one. And we do. We write almost every day and encourage one another. It doesn't mean you have to do an entire analysis of every poem and short story that people send you. But everybody does respond. And it's hugely, hugely helpful. And when you, face-to-face especially, you meet people, you figure out who's simpatico and who you might want to work with. So that's a big plus. And it should be lots of fun.
Was there anything you'd like to add to that, Rebecca?
Just that I think it's important to stress that we are a community of very supportive writers and that we're always looking for new members to join and people to get involved. And we are there. We're there to encourage. We're there to support.
You're saying that you're there to support people. How can people get in touch with Right Here, Right Now if they're looking to do so?
JanDraper@yahoo.com.
Well, thank you both so much for speaking to me again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.